Ismail Khan is the self-styled emir or prince of Herat, Afghanistan's westernmost province on the border with Iran. Renowned as a Mujahideen commander during the war against Soviet forces, Khan first became governor of Herat in the early 90s. After several years of exile during the Taliban rule, the emir is now back in power. But NPR's Ivan Watson reports that Ismail Khan's semi-autonomous fiefdom is being challenged, both by the new national government and by outspoken members of his own community.
When the emir of Herat travels by heavily armed convoy through the scorched and dusty countryside of western Afghanistan, the road is lined by crowds of villagers who cheer at the sight of Ismail Khan. All along the way, locals shower the vehicles with flower petals, and when this stocky, middle-aged man with his long white beard steps out of the car, people sacrifice cows and serenade him with songs. Ismail Khan first made a name for himself as an Afghan army officer who mutinied and led a bloody attack on Soviet army advisors and their families in the 1970s. Soviet forces left Afghanistan more than a decade ago, but today this former Mujahideen rebel commander still talks about leading a jihad.
Jihad doesn't always mean war. It also means struggle. Yesterday we fought a jihad of blood, using guns to free ourselves from the Soviets. Today we need a jihad of sweat for the reconstruction of Afghanistan.
In his public pronouncements now, the governor also makes frequent references to democracy, the importance of education, and human rights. But his management style looks like something from another century. Dressed in a turban and white robes, Ismail Khan holds court in his sumptuous office, listening to a steady stream of complaints and requests coming from government officials and ordinary citizens. Discussion here ranges from the allocation of budgets for road construction to village disputes over divorces and murders. This approach to governance has attracted criticism, especially from Herat's vocal intelligentsia. Professor Rafiq Shahid is the president of the city's professional shura, a three-month-old association of doctors, teachers, and engineers, all lobbying for reform in Herat's government. We don't feel any freedom here, he says. Every government since the communists has been a dictatorship that's treated the people like hostages. While running for a seat in Afghanistan's National Assembly several months ago, Shahid said Ismail Khan's men showed up at his house and arrested him. He said he was then beaten and thrown in jail for 2 days. Last month, however, Ismail Khan abruptly changed his tune. For the first time, he invited Shahid and the professional shura to his palace to ask for advice on how to better govern the province. Shahid cautioned that Ismail Khan's seeming change of heart may have just been a public relations move in response to criticism coming from the new government in Kabul, as well as the international community. Ismail Khan has repeatedly been accused of refusing to give Kabul a piece of the millions of dollars in customs revenues earned from cross-border trade with neighboring Iran. The governor denies this and pledges loyalty to Karzai, even though he says he recently turned down a cabinet position in the presidential palace. Dr. Mohammed Farid, another member of the professional union, is quick to criticize Herat's autocratic governor. But he concedes that in today's unstable Afghanistan, Herat's strongest warlord is still the best man for the job.
He's from Herat. He knows Heratian people. He can have a control on his commander in gunmen.
Unlike much of the country, where rival warlords still periodically engage in full-scale battles, Herat is considered the country's most stable province. It's due largely to Ismail Khan's unchallenged authority here. He has said that if the order comes from Kabul, he will voluntarily step down. But for now, the image-conscious emir is keen to show he's still in charge. He recently invited journalists to watch him go horseback riding at sunset. The emir charged on a white stallion across the Afghan steppe, his white robes blowing in the wind. And in a demonstration of his physical strength, he switched horses as each tired and flogged the steeds that disobeyed. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Herat, Afghanistan.